In perfect harmony, we're both upset. I'm also blaming Christian Yelich. My sadness over him prevented me from making one of the great predictions yesterday. Just lost focus. When I heard that Aaron Rodgers was going to the game, what should I have said, Pebble?
Bulls winning?
Yes.
No problem about it.
Why are the Bulls going
to
win?
Because it's Aaron Rodgers in the building.
And anytime he has anything to do with a playoff game, what happens?
You lose.
You lose. I would have made money with Brust. He would have clearly bet. I'd have gotten odds. But no, I'm so sad because Christian Yelich is... just not very good. I can't move on. It just takes up too much of my attention. Sadness. That would have been one of how high would that would have been on my picks? Would that been that have been top five?
Definitely
picking the Bucks to lose because Aaron Rodgers is there. And we're going to discuss this. I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers shouldn't go, but I would tell you this: if I were Aaron Rodgers, I would not go to another game, a home game in the Bucs series against the Bulls. Nope, not going
to
do it.
If that was the Bulls, I would pay for them to get to see through Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly, yes. Because they say that he owns the Bears.
Yep.
So I'd tie that in some way, yes. I'd offer him four front row tickets in Chicago for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
He's our man. Now, I don't think there are particulars on Middleton, but it's just he's going to be out for a while. The Bucks haven't said anything, right? They'll be
they
the last
not, no.
one. There's an MRI today. They already know. We'll now go to our basketball doctor, Tony Smith, who's helped us before, as to an MCL sprain. I believe Dario said like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep, Channel 12 Sports Director Dario Melendez tweeted out that Middleton was going to be out 3 to 4 weeks.
All you need to know, really, is the 3 to 4 weeks is irrelevant. All you need to know is that he's not going to play against the Bulls, right? That's
pretty much it, yes.
Yeah, so he's not planning to go. Now you say, can the Bucks still win the series without Chris Middleton against the Chicago Bulls? Joining us now is Hall of Famer. He is kind of on assignment, and he is our medical doctor for basketball, other than Jim McElvain. Jim McElvain handles all injuries for people close to 7 feet or more. But other than that, we go with the Hall of Famer, Tony Smith. All right, Tony. Chris Middleton.
I got nothing for you, buddy.
Well, no, MCL sprain. What, you watched it? He just slipped. Didn't look like anything serious, but an MCL sprain, you just can't play, or I don't know anything about it. You'll be able to give us some knowledge or history.
I've not had an MCL, but the MCL is the better one, better than the ACL.
Correct. ACL, you could be out for a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just an MCL sprain. So okay. I just deal with more soreness.
Is it fair to just assume he's not going to play against the Bulls? He's done with the Bulls series.
Yeah, this series is going to be over in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, so. Less than that. They play every other day, so
right.
They play three, so it's over in a week, 8 days.
It's going to be over in a week or so, so we're certainly not playing against the Bulls.
Okay, and then we'll worry about the Bucks have to be in the – they still have to be in the playoffs to need him.
Right, they have to get past the Bulls now, which now is – no bargain anymore because we've been talking about it forever that, you know, it depends on how lucky you get with the injuries in the playoffs. A lot of teams are injured. I mean, the Bulls come in missing one of their top guys, Lonzo Ball. And obviously they had to play through that and they were able to get a win yesterday. Now, granted, Bobby Portis is also out. Middleton played a little bit. Then he got hurt.
Yeah, he's going to be back.
Portis will be back. But, you know, Middleton's not. Middleton's one of the big three. So it's certainly a big hit. And the problem now becomes it's not something temporary that we got to win a couple games. You know, you got to win a lot of games here because, like you say, if you're talking about 2 to 3 weeks, that's, you know, you got to win 3 games here first against the Bulls, which is no bargain. Again, now that they have confidence, they got to feel like, I mean, I don't think DeMar Rosen can keep this up, but Zach LaVine certainly can pick up where DeRozan left off if he gets it going. So The chance of the Bulls winning another game is very good right now, which extends this series for the Bucks, but also makes it dangerous for them because they didn't play well. I mean, we talked about the first game. They didn't play so hot the first game either. They really didn't play well this game. So,
did they play worse in this game, or was it just that DeRozan was good and he missed all the shots in the first game? I got a beef with Bud, too, but we'll get to that next.
I don't know. I think he... Yeah, I don't know the specific stats on this game. Maybe, Pebble, you can pull up the game stats on this one. I know they were turning over like hotcakes in game one. I'm not sure how many turnovers they had in this game. I'd have to, you know, look at that stat sheet as far as how careless they were with the ball. But, again, it didn't look good. Let's put it that way.
15 turnovers for the Bucks, 12 for the Bulls.
Yeah. And they were unforced turnovers. Now, how many times have we seen them throw the ball into the seats? Like, there was one between Holiday and Wes Matthews.
Yep,
I don't see. Yep. I haven't seen that since fifth grade.
And Middleton and Holiday combined for 10 turnovers, and they combined for 12 field goals made.
Yeah, that was a one.
And the free throw line killed them too. I think they missed like 9 free throws.
Yeah. All right. Now let's get to the series stuff.
They were 20-31 from the foul line.
Help me with this because I'm still mad about it, and I have to go back and check. But there was a stretch when DeRozan was hitting everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the game, one of the last 5 minutes, Bud put Wesley Matthews on him. And DeRozan, yep, I don't think, scored but a point or two in the last 8 minutes. The second DeRozan gets hot, what am I doing? Here's what Homer's doing. Timeout, Wesley, go get him. And I don't even know if Holiday guarded him. Can Holiday not guard DeRozan or what? I thought he could guard
Holiday
him, too.
Holiday was on
He was on.
Well, here's the thing. No one can guard him when he's got it going like that. He was shooting over Giannis, which is much tougher than shooting over anybody else.
Is during that whole stretch, I want to check. I don't think Wesley Matthews was guarding him at all.
Okay. Well, he may not have been. Yep, I see Wes Matthews. I'm watching some highlights right now as we speak. He just scored over Wes Matthews in the first quarter there.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, when was it, the third quarter? The Bucks got on a run and got to within 3, and all of a sudden DeRozan went crazy again and then got the lead up to about 13 or 14, and that was huge because you thought the Bucks could come back.
Here's the first problem. They started the game 9-0 run. They started the second half 9-0 run.
Yeah.
It's like you just cannot give that up. I mean, because it was like probably, 5 times that the Bucks like climbed back in. It looked like they were going to just, all right, here they go. They're going to take over. But Giannis looked terrible, too. Giannis running over people, falling over, fumbling, not getting to the rim like he usually does consistently. So I don't know what's going on. This series has become very weird right now. And, I mean, I just don't like Chicago being able to come in to Milwaukee and win a game. That to me is not, I don't know, it's just not a good sign. I don't like it.
One could argue that the Bulls should be up 2-0 in this series right now, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'm ready to say that I think the Bucks will lose the series because I don't, but.
You still think the Bucks are going to win the series? Because that's going to be
a tough. But I still got a lot more doubt than I had, though, now.
Well, the Bucks, without all three of their guys, are like a .500 team. When they don't have Holiday, Middleton, and Giannis this year, they're like 26-28.
Yeah, this season the Bucks are 44-22 when Middleton plays. They're 7-9 without him. And they're 18-13 throughout his entire career without him.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a big part, but, man. I mean, right now you have DeRozan playing lights out. Vucevic continues to put up big numbers on you. Vucevic is hurting you consistently. He's hurting you in both games. He's had big games, both games. But like I say, now Zach LaVine is the last one left. If he starts to get going too, he's been okay, but he ain't been lights out crazy yet. But I'll tell you one thing I didn't like, though. I saw both of those guys. They were attacking Giannis. Giannis is known as a defender. They were attacking him. Zach LaVine went at his body a couple of times. DeRozan shot over him. The last bucket he made over around Giannis. He went right at him. No fear. So I don't know what's going on right now. Maybe the Bulls have found something. But I don't know. I got to believe that the Bucks are going to – I don't know. I just believe that the Bucks are going to do something. You just feel like, come on, what are you guys doing? This is not – what we've been used to seeing over the past few years.
So what are they going to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. They're going
to,
like...
I can get good value on picking the Bulls to win the series. By the way, this was the... I mean, I made so many mistakes when Middleton went down. If you bet 100 on the Bulls to win the series, you won $3,000. That 100 is now down to 230. That's how much it's changed. But that's pretty good value. How can you have... Tell me this, Dr. Tony Smith. How can you be confident in the Bucks? How can you be confident? How? Tell me how you are.
The only way you're confident is you're living on what they've done in the past. Okay. Unfortunately,
they've come from behind in the past. Very excellent point.
I mean, just knowing the team that they are and they have been at the past. But
they haven't come back. Have they come back in the past without Middleton? I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. That's with Middleton. So now without Middleton for the series, I don't know. I don't know what to expect right now. That's why I've said I got a lot more doubt. You just kind of feel like...
I know what to expect. I'm going to lose my bet where I said the Bucks would win in five. That's what I'm going to lose.
Hey, join the club. I already got to send you $500.
I know.
I lost.
And I didn't realize I had a chance to lose even more than you because I went double down to make sure I'm covered with a loss.
That's what you get for hedging, pal.
That's true. That's,
you hedged yourself into
a
big loss.
I should have hedged with half as much, so I only had the same amount invested as you. But I got Ron and the Key working on me. We got a plan. We'll come up with a plan. Yeah, we got to have a plan.
What's that going to be?
I don't know. The plan's not going to be good. It's just a question of how bad it is. Do I just accept that I'm going to lose, or do I find some way to cover? Do I hedge on my hedge? And you've been of no value. Well, all right, what would you say? Just let her ride.
I would say do not hedge on the hedge.
Do not hedge on the hedge.
I haven't figured out.
Well, the hedge on the hedge would be either the game tonight, the Bucks, or not game tonight, tomorrow night, the Bucks for the series are now minus 295 and the Bulls are plus 230. If you were going to hedge on the hedge, who would you take, the Bucks or the Bulls?
Nobody right now. It's a toss-up right now.
Then I take the Bulls because I get great value, plus 230. Or I can just not do anything for a game and see what happens.
Yeah, I would say if Middleton was in, I'd still say take the Bucks.
I would too, yes. If Middleton was in.
Without Middleton, I'm very worried about the series. Let's put it that way. Mm. Did we discount Licker Twitter poll that one? Are we worried about this series now?
We can put that up. Do you think they're going to lose the series? Middleton will not play the rest of the series. Do you believe the Bucks will win or lose the series? That's what we're going to put up. Let's find out. Forget worried. Let's find out if they think they're going to win or lose.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm certainly worried.
I know. I'm not sure how to vote. You're voting for the Bucks, right?
I don't know who I'm voting for.
Okay.
I just said it was a toss-up. I'm in the middle, dude.
I'm
about as middle as you can get right now.
All right, well, that tells me that based on what you said that I should take the Bulls because the value is so much better for the Bulls. If it's a flip of the coin and I'm going to have to pay $300 to win $100 versus paying $100 and getting $230, that one's pretty easy. If it's a flip of the coin, I'm taking whatever pays my flip better, and that would be the Chicago Bulls. Thanks. Tony Smith says that I should take the Bulls to win the series.
That's in my book.
That's the only book you got.
You have your own book.
Oh, I'm going to go by you. You got the Bucks, you got the Bucks winning the series.
Don't blame me. Well, I had them sweeping.
I know, didn't Tony earlier in this conversation say he thought the Bucks were still going to win the series?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that. Are you changing on
that?
He's still worried.
I'm still worried. I'm 100%. I'm so worried that I would not put a bet on it because I have zero belief in it.
All right. But you are still picking the Bucks. Is that just a homer bet because you like the Bucks and Giannis?
No. I mean, it's just like, again, I can't get what they've done in the past few years out of my head. Like, that's why I can't picture them losing. But, again, they don't have Middleton, so it's really not the same team that I'm picturing in my head. I just got to make sense of it in my brain to tell myself, like, hello.
All right, well, we'll have a chance.
Have Middleton.
Tomorrow we're hoping when we call you at 3 o'clock or at 2 o'clock that you'll have figured it out.
Yeah, I doubt I have figured it out.
All right, well, we're going to